प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। फ्रॉम टुडे we will resume our series of Amrit Vela, which we had left last time. Today Baba says, Bab Dada is very pleased when he sees the courage of you children to renounce everything and your enthusiasm for tapasya. Devotees sing the praise of Father, but the Father himself sings praise of you children. For how many births have you been turning the beads of the rosary? Now in return, the Father is turning the beads of the rosary of the children. Do you all see at what time the Father turns the beads of your rosary? At Amrit Vela. You don't fall asleep at the time Baba is turning the beads of you, your rosary, do you? Shaktis are those who awaken those who are sleeping. So how can you yourselves sleep at that time? So Amrit Vela is the time when Baba remembers us. Baba is saving. The whole world remembers Baba, and Baba remembers you. The whole world is turning the beads for Baba, and Baba is turning the beads for children. But what time is it when he remembers us? The time is Amrit Vela, Brahma Muhurt. Brahma Muhurt means God's time. Scriptures say that during this time, gods and angels encircle the earth. Gods and angels, they encircle the earth. So this is a very, very powerful time. Baba is asking, Shaktis are those who awaken others. So how can they themselves sleep at this time? Amrit Vela is the most potent time. Why? We will see multiple aspects of Amrit Vela today, not just the spiritual ones. To wake up early in the morning is the habit. And how do we form the habit? What is needed for forming the habit, any habit? If you can form such habits in life, your life will become successful. Like getting up early in the morning at the fixed time, becoming punctual, every day doing regular exercise, every day doing regular breathing exercises, every day doing self-study, every day having some fixed rules about offering bhog to Baba personally. These are the habits. And these habits take few seconds to few years or many years to form. So what is the most important thing which is needed for forming the habit? There is one factor. When that factor is there, habit is formed. Otherwise, habit doesn't get formed. What is that thing which is needed to form the habit? Desire is there. Everybody wants to get up at Amrit Vela, but still, sometimes they get up at 2 o'clock, sometimes 3 o'clock, sometimes 3:30, sometimes 4, sometimes they don't get up. Why this fluctuation then? I'll give one example. There's a fire and I put my hand into the fire and I get burnt. I form the habit of not putting my hand into fire for the rest of the life. There is a live wire. I touch it and I get a very great shock. So only 1 second and I form the habit for the whole life. There is this person. He insults me in front of everyone. Next time I avoid him. This habit of avoiding him is formed in seconds. How come? So what is needed for forming the habit is strong emotional response. A very strong emotion. When this is there, then the habit is formed. Otherwise, you just go on dragging, lingering on. Habit doesn't get formed. You need a very, very strong emotional response. So now from today onwards, we form this new habit of getting up at Amrit Vela. We already get up at Amrit Vela, but our timing is not fixed. So if you want to enjoy Amrit Vela, your timing should be fixed. That is first thing. And you have to create some program, mental program, a powerful mental program, at least for 21 days. And then it becomes very easy. So in this session, we are going to make this mental program from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. This is the time for Amrit Vela. Not a minute less, not a minute more. The time to get up at Amrit Vela is exact 2 a.m. This is known as God's time. This is known as the time of divine. This is known as the divinity time. Sikh religion calls it Amrit Vela. Vedas call it Brahma Muhurt. The time of gods. The time of God. Now, we have so many spiritual aspects. But these spiritual aspects should be strengthened by some other aspects. Then only it is possible to create this programming. If suppose I have to catch train at 3 a.m. So now, and it is very important thing for me to go and to reach some place. So there is a very strong emotional response. Without any alarm, I wake up at 2 o'clock. But every day it doesn't happen. Why? Because that strong emotional response is not there. There was a great king in 18th century, Frederick the Great. He used to get up early in the morning. Prussian king. Prussia means Germany and the nearby area. It's an old word. Frederick the Great. He used to get up early in the morning. And he had ordered his servants to wake him up. And if he doesn't wake up, to put wet clothes on his face. So once he was sleeping, so the servant came and woke him up. He said, after 10 minutes, The servant woke him up again. He said, after 10 minutes. The servant came and woke him up after 10 minutes. Then what servant did? He brought wet clothes, wet towels, soaked in water, and put it on. Frederick the Great got up and he was so angry. He took out his sword to kill the servant. And the servant said, Lord, you only told me. That was your order. And then the Frederick was extremely happy and rewarded. So, Amrit Vela, Brahma Muhurt. Ayurveda says, this is the time of Vata Dosha. The time is divided in Ayurveda in three. From 6 to 10, then 10 to 2, and then 2 to 6. 2 to 6 is the time for Vata. This is for Pitta and this is for Kapha. Vata means movement, where the body movements happen and which is good for the evacuation. So this is that time. And this is the time when the prana is highest in the air. Prana means universal life force, vitality. Prana Shakti, Sanjeevani Shakti it is known as. At Amrit Vela, the Prana Shakti is at the highest. The vital force, Prana Shakti, Sanjeevani Shakti, these are different names, Mana or Organ. It is vital force or universal fluid force. There are so many different names for prana. Universal life force, vitality force, chi energy, or ki energy. So this chi is highest in the air. This prana is highest in the air at Amrit Vela. Oxygen level is very high during Amrit Vela. Otherwise the oxygen level in the air is 21%, rather 20.95%. But at Amrit Vela, it says it reaches 41%. So you inhale a lot of oxygen during Amrit Vela. And the more the oxygen goes into the lung, the more you feel energetic. The more is the vital power. The more fresh you feel. So the benefits of Amrit Vela are many. It's not just you sit and do meditation. Not just that. Let us understand Amrit Vela from all different perspectives, whatever is possible. So one is religion. Every religion says that get up at Amrit Vela. Buddhist monks, they get up early in the morning for Amrit Vela, 4:30. Vipassana meditation starts at 4:30 in the morning. Early morning they get up and sit in meditation. Six, Sikh religion divides day into 12 parts. Every part consisting of 3 hours. 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. they say is the most powerful period of time. 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. This is the most important time of the day, where the prana forces is the highest, where the air is fresh, where you feel energetic, you are full of enthusiasm, you had had your sleep, and now you are fresh. What they devote this time for? Prayer, meditation. Buddhistic devote this time to meditation. Sikhs devote this time for chanting mantra. Hindus devote this time for chanting mantras, asana, pranayama, mantra, chanting, and meditation, prayers. If you look at Christianity, they wake up early in the morning and do meditation. Look at the businessmen. What they do? Businessmen. There are many good, great businessmen. They get up early in the morning and they worship Lakshmi. One. Second, they make planning for the whole day. Because this is a time when you can do planning for the day. So Amrit Vela is the time to do planning. Amrit Vela is the time for meditation. Amrit Vela is the time for exercise. Look at the people who do. There are so many people who get up early in the morning and they say that this is the time when we hit the gym and they go and do all sorts of things. Many people. First President, Prime Minister of India. He used to get up early in the morning and do Shirshasana. The present Prime Minister of India. What time he gets up? Very early. His sleep is just 4 hours. That's enough for him. So politicians get up early in the morning for planning. Students get from student to a sannyasi. Everyone, this time is great time. For student, Amritvela is the best time for swadhyaya, for adhyayan, for study. Because mind is calm, mind is very concentrated. Why the mind is concentrated? Because the whole world is sleeping. And especially, youngsters are sleeping. And children are sleeping. That's why this atmosphere is calm. Another thing, this atmosphere has the element of sattva. Satogun. That's why the tamoguna is subsided, suppressed. And since the whole world is sleeping, there is satoguna in the atmosphere. So from the study perspective, Amritvela is best. From planning perspective, Amritvela is best. From political perspective, Amritvela is best. From religious perspective, Amritvela is the best time. Now come to the scientific aspect. Early morning hours, there is the highest secretion of cortisol. And how the cortisol is secreted from the glands? From the ACTH. ACTH is secreted from hypothalamus in the brain. So ACTH secretes the production of cortisol. And the more the cortisol, the stress goes away. The tension goes away. So the highest level of cortisol is there in the body at Amritvela. One. So this is very important. Pineal gland is secreting things. So again, the secretion of the glands is highest. So you feel more energetic, more vigor during Amritvela. So that is the medical aspect of Amritvela. Again, Ayurveda says, our body clock is as per the sun. If you are working according to the sun, your potential is highest. You have heard of RSS, Swayam Sevak. They sleep at 9 o'clock and get up at 4:30. That is the rule in RSS. What time? RSS, all those Swayam Sevak. The rule is to sleep at 9 and get up at 4:30. All the Buddhist monks doing Vipassana sleep at 9 o'clock, get up at 4:30. 4 they get up, the first bell is at 4, and then meditation starts from 4:30 to 6:30. 2 hours meditation. All the temples in India or across the world, early morning the doors of the temple are open, and the priest, what he does? He starts doing his prayers, decorating the deities, the statues, or bathing them, cleaning them, so many things. Now come to the Prakriti, nature. Early morning, hear the chirping of the birds. What they tell you? They tell you, get up, we have woken up, now you also wake up. One. So Prakriti tells us to get up. The nature tells us to get up early in the morning. The lotus blooms early in the morning. The lotus tells us, get up early in the morning. All the flowers wake up early in the morning. They tell us, wake up early in the morning. Veda says, one who sleeps at Amritvela, Brahma Murt, destroys Punya. It is Punya Nasha. Nidra at Amritvela. Sleeping at Amritvela is destruction of all the charitable deeds that you have performed till now. Nishiddha. It is forbidden to sleep at Amritvela. So for Brahmins, Amritvela starts at 2 o'clock. So it is forbidden to sleep after 2 o'clock. If you want to experience the great bliss, the ecstasy, you need more time. Amritvela is not just for sitting in meditation. It is for doing so many other things. Talking with Baba, giving Sakash to the world, experiencing bodiless stage, doing drills of 5 forms, experiencing Paramdham, establishing, forging all the relationships with Baba, doing self-study, reading Murli, studying Murli, because studying Murli at Amrit Vela, it takes the Murli straight goes inside your heart. Because that is a calm time, very peaceful time, where the atmosphere, as I said, oxygen is very high, 41%. As I said, prana, the life force is highest during Amrit Vela. So you inhale, you do breathing exercise, do Kapalbhati 500 times the moment you get up. You fill your lungs with fresh air. And when the fresh air is in the lungs, how can you sleep? There is no question of dozing off, sleeping, snoring, falling down, sometimes here, sometimes there, doing namaz at Amrit Vela. So all these things are out. So it is the order of nature. Nature says, see, I woke up. The cock crows. Everybody is awake at Amrit Vela. So it's the order of nature. I have woken up, you also wake up. So scientific aspect. Now come to the materialistic aspect. The one who gets up early in the morning at Amrit Vela, he has more time throughout the day. So there is a good utilization of time. He can sit, he can plan, he can study. If he has some job to do, he can work on computer. If he has a book to write, he can write some book. So you have more time. If he is a painter, the best time for painting is Amrit Vela. The best time for musicians to practice music is Amrit Vela. The best time for doing some creative work is Amrit Vela. The best time to write poetry is Amrit Vela. Because mind is fresh. So the creative ideas come to you at Amrit Vela. When in Ramayana it is shown, Hanumanji, when he reached Sita, what time he reached? In that Ashok Vatika, Amrit Vela. He reached Amrit Vela, and there is a very good some shlok there in Valmiki's Ramayana. When Hanuman reached Varnam Kirtim Matim Lakshmim Swastamayushya Vidanti Brahma Muhurte Sanjagrikshi Vapankaja Yatha, he says, if you want beauty, get up at Amrit Vela. You will become beautiful. If you want Kirti, fame, get up at Amrit Vela. Matim, if you want buddhi, intellect, if you want to become very intellectual, get up at Amrit Vela. Lakshmim, money, get up at Amrit Vela. Swastha means health, get up at Amrit Vela. Brahma Muhurto, and your body will become like Pankaj, like lotus, get up at Amrit Vela. So everything is associated with getting up at Amrit Vela. What time Amrit Vela starts? According to scriptures, Brahma Muhurt means 1.5 hour before sunrise. 1.5 hour before sunrise. That is the definition of Brahma Muhurt. What Baba says, your Amrit Vela starts at 2 a.m. Now, how to form a habit? It is also a habit. Exercise is a habit. Doing exercise, getting up at a fixed time every day for a long period of time is a habit. Now you have to create a habit. How do you create an habit? You have to form a mental, first there is a decision. I want to get up at 2 o'clock. So many modifications have to be done throughout the day. It is not that suddenly at one moment you form this habit. And for any habit, as I said, what you need? Strong emotional response. I touch a live wire, I get shock. And I form the habit for the whole life of not touching. Why? Just within second. And this I am not forming from so many years, even though I read every day. Baba is telling, get up at Amrit Vela, get up at Amrit Vela. But that habit is not getting formed. But Baba never told this. He don't touch a live wire or don't put your hand in fire. That I put and I understood, it is a very strong reaction. So whenever there is a danger, you form an habit. So now, create that same programming. If I don't get up at Amrit Vela, the life is so busy throughout the day. And another thing, Amrit Vela is God's time. Another, Amrit Vela is my time. Amrit Vela is my personal time. I can do so many things, so many planning I can do at Amrit Vela. And now coming to about Baba Singh, this is all different things of the world. Now come to spirituality. Spiritually speaking, Baba says, this is the best time to communicate with Baba. Have talk with him. Experience his company. Experience super sensuous bliss. Be bodiless at Amrit Vela. This is a very easy time where the body pulls you very less. There are many things which you should not do at Amrit Vela, like eating should not be done at Amrit Vela. That is against, that is very wrong. This is the time where ether should fill the body. This is the time where you should remain empty stomach. This is the time when because the moment you put something in the alimentary tract, the body is busy in digesting, assimilating, and all those works start. So your body should be very free. Then only you can experience bodiless stage. The moment you put anything inside, anything, even water, that is heavy for digestion, this system should be kept free of everything. That is known as dry fasting, some period of time. Otherwise, your mind goes down. You cannot experience bodiless stage. This is must. That's why they say that once you get up at least for 6 hours, nothing should enter your body. 6 hours. From the time, if you are waking up at 4 o'clock, so at least till 10 o'clock, nothing should enter inside the system. This is the time of regeneration. This is the time where body is digesting already eaten food the earlier day which you had eaten. So this is the time where the Jatharagni, the fire of digestion, is there. So keep it like that so that you can focus on other things. Otherwise mind comes down and your body is busy in digesting something. So Baba is saying, Shaktis are those who awaken others who are sleeping. How can you yourself sleep? Even the great kings, Akbar, he used to get up early in the morning. This Abu Ben, he has written in Akbarnama, 3-volume book about the life of Akbar. He has written about Akbar that Akbar used to get up early in the morning. Most of the kings, they had the habit of getting early in the morning. Most of the rishis and sannyasis, they had the habit of getting early in the morning. So why we are fluctuating in our Amrit Vela? Amrit Vela is the foundation of Brahmin life. Amrit Vela is the foundation of purity. If you want to achieve Brahmacharya in life, make this habit of getting up Amrit Vela. If you want to become healthy, if you want to reverse the aging process, if you want to have eternal youth and never become old, the way is Amrit Vela. Because you are acting, your biological clock is acting along with nature's clock. Our body is as per the sun. Unless and until sun rises, nothing should enter the body. No food, no water. And the moment sun sets, nothing should again enter the body. That's why dinner should be maximum 6 o'clock. The last time for the dinner is 6. The moment sun sets down, there is no question of eating at all. You should not even look at food. Everything, stop everything. The moment sun sets, Ayurveda says, Jainism says. Why? Because darkness, Jatharagni, the fire of digestion reduces. You can't digest after that. Or if you digest, but body has got infinite capacities. You can make it eat at 12 midnight and it will start adapting. But gradually, there will be deterioration and disease. Those who finish their dinner by 6 p.m., they hardly fall sick. Those who finish, they start their day or food after the sunrise. That is the best time because you are acting according to nature. These are the principles set by Ayurveda. If you read Ashtanga Hridayam, there is a book, a volume of treatise, Ashtanga Hridayam. And there is a good interpretation by Raju Dikshit on Ashtanga Hridayam. So, in Ashtanga Hridayam, there is a good interpretation of everything. How can you eat after 6 p.m.? Where the sun has gone down, Jatharagni, the fire of digestion has ceased. There is no question of eating. If you eat, you go against nature. Then you will fall sick. Then don't say that why my immunity is not rising. It is nishidh. It is prohibited. Forbidden. In the scriptures. All the Indian scriptures for that matter. You cannot. finish your sunsets there and the mouth closes here. Then nothing, no water, no food. You go into the dry fasting mode. Whatever. Because our body is set as per the sun. Setting and rising of the sun has to do with our body. So this is a very important aspect. So Brahma Muhurt is Amrit Vela. It's so important time where you do so many things. Not just giving sakash to the world, not just becoming bodiless, not just going and talking with Baba, but adhyayan and so many other things, exercise and pranayama and so many things that makes you healthy, wealthy and spiritually wise. And you beat old age and you beat diseases and the body remains free of toxins. Om Shanti. Jagran ki